over the New Year's and the Christmas season. So.
And you want to try to, of course, you're in the enforcement mode, but you also are in the education mode, right?
Absolutely in the education mode. Sergeant Scott White is, you know, a public information officer, and he's traveling around to the various schools, to public gatherings, to meetings, and educating the public on driving safe. I think he's the best in the state. I don't know why you asked me to be here instead of him. He's so good at what he does. We're trying to keep him. But it's a continuous process, educating the public on safety and what we do.
Highway Patrol Troop F, of course, headquartered here in Jefferson City. It's different from the Highway Patrol headquarters on Elm Street. Of course, you guys are a little bit further out on 50 East. So I'm just trying to make that distinction that a troop is here as well as the headquarters.
Yeah, our headquarters there off of Elm Street, and Troop F is farther east, out by the Ike Skelton facility. Troop F is one of nine troops in the state. Mm-hmm. We have 117 officers, about 55 civilians. We cover 13 counties in central Missouri, including the waterways in central Missouri. You know, you've got the Lake of the Ozarks, the Missouri River, the Osage, the Gasconade River. So it's a lot of moving parts. It's busy.
Yeah, you guys are really busy with the waterways there. You didn't stop to think about that. I didn't know the trooper actually went as far as the Lake of the Ozarks. That's you really take in a lot of water there.
We do. It when we're at full strength, we have 18 officers assigned to the Lake of the Ozarks. Now we're down a few. We have three officers that their full-time job is nothing but the rivers in the summer times around Jefferson City. So, yeah, they stay very busy.
Well, now, they report directly to you, or is there an OIC for the water side?
Directly to all zones are supervised by a sergeant. The sergeant reports to a lieutenant, and the lieutenant reports to me, but that is part of Troop F, so ultimately, yes.
Okay.
104.5 News Radio, KWOS, open air. Dick Aldrich, Hal Dooley, and Troop F Commander from the Highway Patrol, Mike Turner. Mike, real quickly, with the Highway Patrol and with the fact that the several years ago, gosh, I think it's 10 years ago that they did away with the Water Patrol, do all part of the deal now?
Well, in the academy, all troopers receive basic swimming safety. However, there's a specific marine operations course that those that want to be marine operations troopers have to go through. That's a 30-day course followed by a rigorous field training program. So, no, they don't all get it, but if you want to pursue that type of a career in marine operations, you have to go to the Marine School.
How did you come up through the patrol?
I started out in 1996. I was originally from Kansas City, and there were no openings in Kansas City at that time. We'd been coming to the Lake of the Ozarks as a kid most of my life, and there were some openings at the lake. So I scored high enough in the academy to be able to go to the Lake of the Ozarks where I wanted to go, and did 5 years there, was promoted up to corporal in Callaway County, had the opportunity to lateral back to the Lake of the Ozarks, and as a corporal, did a few more years there. I was promoted to sergeant back in 2007 in Morgan and Montauk County. Hmm. And required a move. I think I've moved 10 times in the 22 years I've been on. Then ultimately lieutenant, and lucky enough to make captain right in Troop F my whole career.
So you've moved the family 10 times?
Yeah, we've moved 10 times in the 22 years I've been on. So,
well, you thought the military was something. Holy cow.
Now, the patrol has tried to minimize that, the movement. I know when we talked about the recruiting side of it, a lot of the young people don't want to be so transient as to move so many times. So
yeah, anymore, you know, you fill out what they call a dream sheet in the academy, your top three picks of where you would like to go, and if we can do that and accommodate that, then we will. If not, you know, it's normally just a few years to get where you'd like to go. So, and then with promotions, mine were for promotions or to accommodate promotions. So usually promotions involve a move, but sometimes you get lucky.
Things will work out that way. 104.5 News Radio, KWOS, 843 on a Friday morning here on Open Air. Talking to Mike Turner from Troop F in Jefferson City as we get ready to shut down the year 2018. And how has the year been for the Highway Patrol?
You know, we continue to be busy. We've had a lot of special events. You know, we had the president come to town recently. We assisted Columbia Police Department with that. we're constantly developing projects to combat trends that we see on the road, dangerous things that we see. We recently had a following too close project up on the interstate that we did, targeting following too close violations. You know, last year, the public may not know, but we had 160 crashes last year just on I-70 that were related to following too close. The year before, we had several more. The last 5 years, we've had 840 crashes on I-70 related to following too close, including 7 fatalities. That's too many.
Well, and you know, one thing you think about that is maybe people drive that way, but also that's another part of inattention, really. That's what it boils down to, right?
It is. There's so many things happening on the road these days that you have to be paying attention to. You know, we recommend the 3-second rule, and what that is, you know, you want to be traveling behind a vehicle about 3 seconds after what they had recently passed. Give yourself enough room to stop, especially the semis. You know, cars, it takes longer than a football field to stop. When you factor in reaction time at 70 miles an hour, it takes over 300 feet to stop. And the semi trucks are probably twice that. So you've got to give yourself some room to react to what's happening in front of you.
So some very special projects that you're working on, and some announcements and things we'll take care of also when we come back here on 104.5 News Radio KWS. It's open air here on this Friday in December, the last Friday of the year 2018. We'll be back after we take care of some business here on open air. 104.5 News Radio KWS. News Radio KWS, open air. Airtime 8:51 now. Of course, open air brought to you by Arts Pest Control, where you stay, they go. And don't forget to ask them about their premier perimeter program. We have Hal Dooley, of course, with us in here from Saturday open air and also Friday open air. He likes to hang out from time to time with us. We're always welcome to have Hal here. And Captain Mike Turner from Troop F Highway Patrol. Hal?
Yeah, I was going to emphasize this is the beginning of 2019. In a week, some of the things that you guys will be looking at, I know you've talked about it, inattention and tailgating up on 70, but are there some things you're going to look at the first quarter next year?
Yeah, we're always out looking, doing special projects, focusing on speed, focusing on following too close, inattention. Those continue to be the leading reasons for accidents. So the main thing with us is remaining visible and available for the public when necessary.
Well, and you still have some open ends that I know you guys want to try to tie up, and especially one that you're really asking for the public's help on, right?
Absolutely. 2 weeks ago yesterday, there was a homicide on I-70 in Cooper County. Happened December 13th. About 10:30 p.m., we had troopers respond to a traffic crash near the 96-mile marker, which is just west of Boonville. Upon our arrival, we discovered the body of 40-year-old Melissa Pesky from South Dakota. She had two of her children in the back seat, and they were uninjured. Evidence at the scene and a subsequent autopsy confirmed she died of gunshot wounds that were fired from outside of the vehicle. Now, she was driving a purple, they call it a cinnamon color, Ford Flex, a newer Ford Flex. We've posted an exemplar photo on our website and on social media. So if anybody in the public had seen her stop, you know, she was traveling eastbound from South Dakota. If anybody had seen that vehicle stop at a rest area or a gas station or saw anything out of the ordinary, we ask that you contact the patrol at 573-751-1000. We followed up on over 80 leads so far, but the investigation is ongoing.
It's one of the oddest things I've ever heard in the state of Missouri. You know, you hear about this sometimes, but it's just a very strange deal.
It is. And hopefully we can get this solved quickly and bring closure to the family and friends of Mrs. Pesky.
Mm-hmm. Sad time of the year for that. So what's some of the point of interest that you're going to have? I know the Boonville Bridge one of these days is going to have to be going to have to. And we've had Director McKenna in talking about potential 8-hour delays getting through that bridge traffic. Of course, guess who gets to monitor and enforce that? It's the Missouri State Highway Patrol, and that's right in your wheelhouse, isn't it, Captain?
It is. We work hand-in-hand with the Missouri Department of Transportation. Anytime there's a construction project or a snow emergency, MoDOT will actually come into our troop dispatch center and help get trucks where they need to be and related to the problems that we're seeing. So yeah, drive slow in construction zones. Take your time. It's not worth your life or someone else's life.
And I know construction zones are a real point of emphasis, especially during the summertime.
They are. They're out trying to improve the roadways for the travelers, and it's dangerous. You know, MoDOT workers get struck all the time by vehicles either not paying attention or driving too fast in construction zones. So we partner with them, and we try to, when we have a trooper available, to sit in those construction sites and make it safer for everyone.
Are you guys pleased with the Chargers replacing the Crown Vicks on their performance so far?
Yeah, I love the Charger. I have no criticisms. I'm not one of the taller officers in the fleet, so some of our taller officers, you know, they like the more leg room or head room, but, you know, being 5'8", it doesn't affect me too bad. But I do like the performance of them. They're all-wheel drive, and, I enjoy it. They're good patrol vehicles.
Then I was going to ask you about the SUVs. I mean, that seems to be the vehicle of choice that's growing. I think one of these days, in talking to Mike Keel and Mockins, that sedans are going to be a vehicle of the past, and everybody's going to have some type of SUV that they're driving. Is that something the patrol's looking at?
We have probably half of our fleet, I would say, is the Ford Explorer that we're using, the all-wheel drive Ford Explorer, and we've had good results with it. There's a long a waiting list for other departments to buy those from the patrol, so they are in demand. Yeah.
Well, and something that I know you really can't do a lot about, but we just had a severe incident out here on Highway 50 West with a deer. What can you do when this time of year when these things are running around out there like crazy?
You just got to pay attention. You watch your speed. You know, you keep your hands on the steering wheel at 9 and 3 or 10 and 2, whichever you prefer, so you have the ability to make an evasive move. You know, if you only have one hand on the steering wheel, you can only turn so far. A lot of times, that's not far enough to avoid the deer or animal that has run out in the road, and allow extra time to get there, especially on the secondary roads. You mentioned Highway 50. You know, they're crossing Highway 50 as well. Yeah. You see it all the time.
Captain, are there peak times for deer movement that you all notice, early morning, late evening?
You know, it's I would say the early morning and late evening are peak times, but you know, during that rut and during that fall season, they're moving. So yeah. It's any time of the day or night we see them.
All right, well, we're just about to wrap things up here. 104.5 News Radio KWS, it's open air at 8:57. Hal Dooley in with us, and also Commander of Troop F, Mike Turner. And Captain, we want to thank you for coming by and coming in, and we want to, you've been here at the at Troop F now quite a while, for actually a Commander of Troop F. You've been here 3 or 4 years now, right?
Yeah, I started back in April of 2015, almost 4 years in now.
Wow.
I enjoy it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you here, and glad you're here with us on Open Air on 104.5 News Radio KWOS. John Marsh will be back in the driver's seat come Monday, the last day of 2018. Boy, that's hard to say as we get ready to welcome in 2019. And Brad Beckman, thank you for your work this week as well. And we will see you again as things go along. Hal, tomorrow at
08:07. Now, Marsh
right?
Says 08:06.
It's 06.
Is it 06?
It's 06.
So the board will be moving at 06,
going
right?
Back and forth. They haven't stopped. They haven't stopped. Hey, by the way, we did find Mel at the movies. She had a defective clock today, so she missed her opportunity to review a movie. We'll have her back in next week. So just in case anybody was a little bit worried about Mel, she just her alarm did not go off. So then the alarm is not going off for Gary Nolan either. He's not there this week. We'll have a guest host on the Gary Nolan Show coming up next here on 104.5 News Radio KWOS.